12 o'clock. I would like to call the special council meeting of the Region Queens Municipality, Wednesday, December 1st, 2021, to order. We do have an in-camera item which needs to be added. It's a contract negotiation. There is no motion coming out of that item. So therefore, I am adding 3.1 in camera, contract negotiation. Is there a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda. I didn't realize when this was posted that there's no place here for public to speak.
Exactly.
I'd like to add that to the agenda, if possible.
Public comment session is something that's added to our regular council meetings.
Yes.
And we are one of the few municipalities that do that. It would be out of keeping to have that added to this agenda for special council. Is there a motion to accept the agenda as presented?
As amended?
We have another motion with that I made that has to be dealt with, either seconded or dropped.
Is there a seconder to add public comment session to the special council meeting? Moved by Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Charlton. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Which takes us to public comment session. Anyone wishing to speak, you have a 5-minute maximum. So we do need approval of the agenda as amended. Moved by Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Romero. All those in favor? Passed. Public comment session. If you wish to speak, we do not have our mic, so please. I'm sure that's turned on. You must provide your name, your civic address, and you are limited to 5 minutes. Anyone wishing to address council on this matter?
Okay, my name is Joanne Munifin, 41 Pontiff Lodge, Queen's Magic Course. If you don't know me, I do work for the region. So I had prepared something a lot longer, but now that you say 5 minutes, I will cut it very short. And I had prepared kind of a little speech, but I'm not even going to go into that. I will go right to my conclusion, because I've never done this before. I guess for me, I would like to say that the reason that I'm here to share with you is that I'm not for or against the vaccination. I am vaccinated, and for me, it's not about being against or for vaccination. I believe that we should be able to make informed decisions based on facts. And for some people, those decisions that they've made have been that they are not going to be vaccinated because they weighed the pros and cons for themselves as an individual. And I hope that we as a society never goes away from people being an individual and being thought of as an individual, and that we are not all, yes, I know we live in a community, we are part of the community, but we are still individuals. And for some people, they've chosen not to get vaccinated. I understand that. For me, it's not about that. It's about, you know, being able to make the choice and not having it mandated. I do not believe that someone should be dismissed from their job because they have made this decision. And that's just my feeling. I know my feeling does not really count, but I need to express it. I do not expect what I say here today is going to change probably any of your minds. I knew that when I walked in here, I wasn't going to change minds. But I know one day we're going to look back on this day, all of us, and are going to say why. It has been said that things, bad things happen in life, and the only way they change is for good people to do something. And I can't do a lot, but this is the one thing I can do, is stand here in front of all of you, the counselors, and express how I feel about this moving ahead on the vaccine mandate. That's all. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to comment? Good morning.
Good morning. David Haskins, 160 Church Street, Liverpool. My feeling is that we, one's got to do it, don't matter, but we feel like it's a government rule, it should be passed by everybody.
Thank you, David.
I'm Paula Doucette, citizen of Liverpool, 89 Waterloo Street. I'm extremely happy that you have finally putting this policy, proposing this policy. I agree that people should have their own choice, but in this situation it's a little bit different because if you make the choice not to be vaccinated, my strong feeling is stay home. Don't come out and work in a place where what you do is going to affect the health and safety of others. And I am specifically aware of the AmeriCenter. I personally am not taking any classes now because I don't want to go into a class where the instructor is not masked. And this virus, as the specialist, I'm not a specialist, but the epidemiologists are saying that this is airborne. It can travel. People have died. Viruses are lethal. If you get the virus and get sick and recover, that's great, but it can settle somewhere. You can get a cardiomyopathy in the large heart. You can have lung issues for the rest of your life. Some people are having double lung transplants. This is serious. And I think that you're doing the best you can to make your community, all of us, safer and healthier to the best of your ability. Nobody can say, there are people that have been double vaxxed, and yes, they have gotten COVID. Kim, for example, she was sick, she's recovered, but she did the best that she could to protect herself. And I really feel very strong about this. The anti-vaxxers, that's fine. Their choice, they don't believe in science. If they get sick, where do they go? They go to the hospital. Science has to look after them. So I'm just really happy that you're taking this step to protect us. COVID obviously is not going away. We've got all these variants to deal with because some of the poorer countries are not getting vaccinated. And we are not, all of us are not getting vaccinated. But we're doing the best we can with this policy if you pass it. So I know that if you pass it, the AmeriCenter will, people will feel better about coming back. There's a lot of older people there, myself included, who have health issues, and I'm doing everything I can to protect myself. If some of those people that I see going to the AmeriCenter ever got COVID, I don't think they'd get through it. So again, I want to thank you very much for taking this giant step in protecting, trying to protect our health and safety to the best of your abilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. Any other public who wish to speak?
Celeste Johnson, Hunts Point. I just want to
full civic address. Pardon? Full civic address for our record, please. Full civic address for our record.
Full citizen of Hunts Point, yes.
We need your Edgewater.
120 Edgewater Drive.
Thank you, Celeste.
I just want to echo what Mrs. Doucette has said. I agree strongly with everything that she said. It is one thing to have your own opinion, but when you are interacting with the public needs to be protected. And I think it's wonderful that you, Mayor, have listened to the concerns that have come and that the council is deliberating this. I just say again, this virus is not going away. We know now there's a new variant that has 36 different mutations, and we know that that's not going to be the end of them. And so the more we can be protected, the better it is. So I'll be happy to be able to tell everyone that I live in a place that is protecting us. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Any other comments from the public? Hearing none. 2.0, vaccination mandates. There is a recommendation within the package. If someone would so make, Councilor Romero.
I move that the Council Region of Queens Municipality approve policy 93 respecting vaccine mandates.
And that's seconded by Councilor Brown. There were so many. So the policy is in the package. Are there any questions respecting its contents? Or would you like our CAO to review its content? Scott LeBlanc is our safety occupational officer, and I believe that Adam's going to speak, Director of Engineering.
Okay. So as the report says, the policy seeks to implement vaccine requirements for staff, contractors, members of the public, guests to municipal spaces. The region's Joint Occupational Health and Safety Committee mission statement says that we will not knowingly expose ourselves, contractors, or members of the general public to unacceptable health or safety risks in the execution of our public services. As such, this policy was created and reviewed by the Joint Occupational Health and Safety Committee at its most recent meeting, with all 12 members representing our employees in attendance voting in favor of the recommendation. Our expectation previous was to see the province bring forth further requirements by this time, but they have not done so and now are forced to do it on our own.
Adam, could I interrupt for a minute? Project your voice just...
Sorry.
There you go. Big, loud voice.
I don't have one. The vaccine's been available to the public for many months now. Its safety and efficacy is well documented. Fully vaccinated individuals are less likely to become infected, have far less severe symptoms if they are infected, and are far less likely to cause transmission if they are infected. The policy continues to apply to all municipally owned and leased spaces, and it's, I guess, well outlined how that implements. Question?
Any questions?
So, just to clarify, in the report, rather, it says that an employee will have to have their first dose by December 31st. There's no 14-day period on the first dose, only at the end of the full if you require two doses.
Right, and there is, I think, an error in the timeline in the report compared to the policy. Full
right.
Vaccination, which is considered 14 days after your second dose, is February 15th, not December 31st.
Okay, and I'm recently saying that the National Advisory Committee on Immunization are suggesting 8 weeks is the optimal time. The minimum time is now 28 days, not 21. If a staff member was not vaccinated, chooses to get vaccinated, and wishes to wait the 8 weeks, will that fall under the legislative part? Or just wondering where it's, my understanding is it used to be a minimum of 21 days. Now they're saying it's a minimum of 28, but the optimal coverage is 56 days. So if a staff member wanted the optimal coverage, are they able to choose that?
We could probably explore on a case by case, but as you say, the minimal coverage would be the 28 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Councillor Fancy. Thank you, Councillor Charlton.
I may have missed it, but I didn't see it. We're not looking at taking temperatures, right?
No.
Because when I look at these things, it's, and I'm not for or against the vaccines, but is even with our MLA happening. If she would have been an employee there, she could have still spread, you know, because she didn't know she was going to be sick until she knew she was sick. So why aren't we taking people's temperature in the morning? Wouldn't that be an added thing to just take people's temperatures when they walk through, just to make sure they weren't sick?
Probably in the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've begun to offer the rapid test kits to all employees. I think that's a much more effective means of doing the self-test.
Right.
And taking a temperature.
self-monitor themselves for their own possibility of symptoms after test help. My son is in all the doors telling people that if you don't feel well, that you should not enter.
And I guess ultimately it's on us, as Scott said, to self-monitor and do the right thing. So if you're not feeling well, you have a fever, I don't know of anybody that ever had a fever and didn't know that they had it, they should recognize that.
Right.
I know when I could go up to nursing home to do services and things, they always just, how's your temperature? It's like, you don't, all they do is stick it at your forehead, and then, and if you're not, if your temperature, or where my son works, even up in the valley, they, you know, it's like somebody was sick there one day, and they just come in, and they said, oh, you gotta go home, yes, you know, you're sick, so. And they would've came to work that day, that way, so I just, it all takes one person to go through to cause us to grieve. Anyway, if that's not what we're gonna do, that's fine, that's just a thought.
Any other questions, comments from staff, from council? Councilor Gidney?
The vaccine mandates, it's been proven over the years, like for example, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, whooping cough vaccines work. And it does curb the spread of it. So with this in place, it will help. It will not eliminate it, but it's gonna help curb it. And I think this is a good idea that we get this in place. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Gidney. Councilor Brown, if not, you have recognized your hand.
Okay, thank you. I just had one question where we're imposing this vaccine mandate, or voting to impose this vaccine mandate on the employees of people who lease space from us. Is that in our contract availability to be able to do that?
It is within this policy, so those tenants would be buildings that we own and operate.
Yep.
So the tenancy of Queen's Place, while we do own things such as the Hank Snow Center, we do not operate it. We own the fire hall, we do not operate it. And as for the call center, Chris, we do not see, we are not seen as operating it.
Okay.
So it would be only those facilities that we own and operate. Landfill,
okay.
This building, Works Garage in Queen's Place. Those are and the water treatment center. Those are the four buildings or the buildings that we own and operate.
Okay, thanks.
Councilor Romero?
Aye.
That was your
same
question?
Thing. Yep.
Before I answer Councilor Charlton's hand, does anyone else wish to speak? Councilor Charlton.
Yeah, just a few more questions. So this policy, if it's approved today, I'm curious when, so staff will have to disclose by December 31st,
yes.
And then so we won't know basically where we stand in regards to who, how many people we don't have that are vaccinated, okay?
That is correct, according to the policy.
And the other thing I was wondering was, would we be able to host a vaccine clinic, something like White Point would have done, where it encouraged their staff to get vaccinated and made it easier for them? Could we explore that?
I am certain that if we hear from staff that have been unable to be vaccinated because they've been unable to make a vaccine clinic, then yes, we would do everything we can in our power to assist all staff with getting to a vaccine clinic. Whether or not we would host it, I'm uncertain, we don't make that decision, but we would do everything in our power to help any staff member make that vaccine clinic.
Just wondering if that could potentially be explored, and it's hard to know, we don't know what our numbers are.
We will hear from staff, I am certain.
Okay.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. And I'm very happy that all of council were able to attend. Some people had to make some last minute changes to their, but it certainly shows support. And we'll have a few minute break before we move to our in-camera item. A motion to move in camera.
Can I record your comments?
Sure.
Moved by Councilor Brown, seconded by Deputy Mayor Hughes, all in favor of moving in camera.
Have a sandwich. You don't have a temperature.